Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Friends with Money podcast. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and it's great to be with you once again. At this point, I think most of us are very aware of the rapid increase in basic living costs that has taken place over the past year or so. According to the Australian Council of Social Service, in the 12 months to January, food prices had risen by 9%, rents had risen by close to 18%, and energy bills by around 20%. And obviously, those expenses are just the tip of the iceberg, which means that as a result, sadly, an increasing number of Australians have really been feeling the strain or downright struggling with their finances. So where can anyone in financial difficulty actually turn to for advice? Well, one avenue is to talk to a financial counsellor. And on that note, I'm delighted to say that we are joined today by Deb Schroot. Deb is a financial counsellor with Financial Counselling Australia, who, amongst other things, is going to give us a bit of a crash course on exactly what financial counsellors do and how they can help. So, Deb, welcome to the show and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be here.
So to start us off, Deb, I'm interested to know from your perspective and, you know, I guess hearing from people on the ground with real life experience, what are some of the major financial concerns that people are dealing with at the moment?
So at the National Debt Helpline, which is a free financial counselling service, we're getting a lot of calls with regards to cost of living, which you've brought up already. Obviously, people have tight budgets as it is. And with that, you know, all those items such as petrol, rent, food becoming more expensive, people are finding it really difficult and are unfortunately turning to a lot of credit products to solve that issue. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we get a lot of calls about is people who've had a change in circumstance. So maybe someone got sick and has been out of work for a while. There may have been a separation, so they've had a change in circumstance there. Potentially someone lost a job and it's taken them longer than they anticipated to get a new job. So we've also seen a lot of cases of people who've just had some change in their life that's made things more difficult. Another issue that's come up quite a bit is mortgage stress. Mm. I'm sure everyone listening today has certainly noticed that the interest rates have gone up quite a lot. And although there have been a lot of people who have been on fixed interest arrangements, there are a lot of people who that time has now lapsed and have moved to a variable interest rate. And there's also people who've were on variable interest rates. And since May, the average loan is costing more than $800 a month extra due to those interest rate rises. So that's quite significant for people. So that means that everyone's needing to find, on average, an extra $800 a month just to maintain their mortgage payments.
Jeez, that is a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. And another issue that we're seeing a lot of is with buy now, pay later. And especially post-Christmas, a lot of people have been using these products. They're ones that you take the gifts home today and you make installments to pay them back. And we're seeing a number of issues with those products as well.
So it sounds like there's a lot on people's plates at the moment. So, Deb, as a financial counsellor, what kind of support are you able to offer to people that are in financial difficulty?
So financial counsellors are free, independent. And they offer advice and options to people with what they can do in their situation. It's also a confidential service. And what we find is that people might not be comfortable talking about their money problems to their friends and family. So it does offer a very independent and confidential space for people to have these sometimes, you know, intimidating and embarrassing conversations with. And what we do is we don't tell people what they should do. What we do is we talk through the issues. We offer advice on the different options which may be available, and then we help work through with that person what their next steps and what the best options for them might be.
Interesting. And what's the, you know, if I was to, you know, get into financial difficulty myself, what is the process for me to actually kind of get in contact or reach out to a financial counsellor?
So there is a national debt helpline, which we dub the bond line because the number is 1-800-007-007. So it's definitely an easy number to remember. If you call that number, you'll be put through to a financial counsellor who is from your state. And the importance of that is that the help available can vary depending on where you live. So you're able to get that localised service even though you're calling a national number. Mm-hmm. The other option is there is a lot of self-help information on the National Debt Helpline website. So it has a whole range of topics about a whole lot of different issues. So there is a lot of information there, and that's ndh.org.au. The website also has a chat service. So if you're not comfortable to pick up the phone, there's a chat service on the website. And like I said, everything is free to access.
Wonderful. I guess one of the questions I would have had a couple of years ago, and I'm sure a lot of people have at home as well, is how do financial counsellors and the services that they offer differ from, say, a financial planner or a financial advisor?
That's a great question. There's definitely a lot of confusion with regards to what financial counsellors do and what financial advisors do. So financial advisors, their role is to generate wealth. So they will look at your assets and what you have available and see how you're able to maximise that to its full potential. What financial counsellors do is they help people who are in financial stress or financial hardship. Potentially the person has too much debt or they're struggling financially for many different reasons. So we help them work through that. Financial advisors, there's a fee for that service, and financial counsellors, as I've said before, are free.
We love a good bit of practical advice on this podcast, Deb. So are there any tips or general bits of advice that you could give that may be useful for, you know, people looking to avoid getting into a tricky financial situation in the first place or who may be finding things tough right now?
Absolutely. So the first piece of advice that I would give is that if you are struggling, it's really important to not take debt out to pay for debt and things that you're behind. What you find that if this happens and you are taking out more debt to service your current debt or lifestyle is that you can get into what's called a debt spiral. And that is when you become dependent on the debt and you're unable to actually fully pay it off and be debt free. And so we see this trend quite a lot. So my first bit of advice would be to try not to get debt to service debt. The other thing is to seek help. Financial counsellors are help, speaking to your creditors. So, for example, if you're struggling with your mortgage, reach out to your bank. There's a hardship department who are specialised in dealing with people in your situation. So there's help available there as well as financial counsellors.
Wonderful. Deb, thank you so much for that. Before we go, and I know you've touched on this before as well, but how can people find support if they need it? And we'll put some information in the show notes as well for people to find. But if you could give us a couple of numbers or a website again, that would be great.
Great. So we have the National Debt Helpline, aka the Bond Line, which is 1-800-007-007. The National Debt Helpline website is ndh.org.au. And there's also a chat service that's available on there as well. Financial counsellors are also really used to dealing with people who have complex issues. So if there are more things going on than just financial issues, we can also make referrals to other community organisations or emergency relief and other helpful resources.
Brilliant. Well, Deb, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today, but we're going to have to leave it there. So thank you so much for your time and for giving us such a great insight into the work that you do and the work that financial counsellors do.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
You are very welcome. And before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to Friends with Money, we'd love for you to recommend it to your own friends and family if you think they'd love it as much as you do. You can also leave us a glowing review on iTunes or the Apple Podcasts app. And while you're there, hit the subscribe button to make sure that you don't miss out on our future episodes. We'd also love to hear from you if you have any questions, comments, or story ideas. So to send something our way, make sure you use our dedicated email, which is podcast@moneymag.com.au. And last of all, you can keep up to date with all the latest financial news and views on our website by heading over to moneymag.com.au. That's it for this episode of Friends with Money, but we'll be right back in your feeds next week. I'm Tom Watson. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.